Endeavor, this is Houston.
Go ahead.
Roger. I've got some information about your mid-course 5, which is scheduled to come up here. We have a firm decision that there will not be a mid-course 5 maneuver required, and the numbers behind that are a gamma of minus 6.69er. Your vacuum perigee is 18.4, and the mid-course 5 correction that we're showing now would be 0.3 of a foot per second. The corresponding mid-course 7 correction runs at about 1.8 feet per second. And based on that new information, we're wondering if you're still interested in doing the UV photography at a scheduled time or waiting until after the EBA. And we're also wondering what your choice will be on the solar corona photography. Over.
Okay, that's pretty fantastic guidance, isn't it? Let us take another look at the flight plan here and come right back at you.
Okay, Dave, fine. And no hurry on that decision. We would like the gamma ray step shield on now, please.
Okay, gamma ray gain step on.
Thank you.
And Joe, I guess on the corona photography, mag R has been expended. And as far as UV, it's not so much a problem of time, it's a problem of stowage. It's stowed way down deep in one of Endeavor's lockers here. And to get at it requires quite a bit of manipulation of bags, and that's the reason we wanted to delay that if it was possible.
Okay, Dave, we understand that, and that sounds like it's far more reasonable to delay that. The timing's not critical. As far as we're concerned, we just wanted to give you a balanced work day.
Okay, fine. We don't mind loading up a little after the EVA because it really saves us a lot of work in the long run, and you might wonder why we didn't put the UV stuff somewhere else, but there's just nowhere else to put it but in its own proper little spot.
No, we understand. Thank you.